If I could have your attention here in the media center, we are now joined by Jeff Andrews for Winning Team, Hendrick Motorsports, and Scott Maxim, the director of powertrain for Hendrick Motorsports. Big day for not only do you win the Cookout Southern 500 with Kyle Larson, but the 500th National Series win for Hendrick Engines. Jeff, how big of an accomplishment is that for you?
It's absolutely amazing to think back. You know, I was just on the phone with Mr. Hendrick a few minutes ago, and I asked, did you ever think all those years ago when you went to see Randy Dorton in this small kind of really what was a tin shed, what is at the top of motorsports now in the buildings at Harry Hyde on there, but did he ever think that we would be sitting here talking about 500 wins that would have started there? It's really incredible. So many amazing people along the way that have, you know, fostered that program. Of course, Randy Dorton started that from the ground up and hired so many of us, including Scott and myself, many, many years ago. It's obviously a testament to, you know, Mr. Hendrick and Randy's vision of the partnership that they started there together all those years ago.
Scott, you've got to take a tremendous amount of pride in this accomplishment, as much work as you put into these engines.
I sure have, and really a contribution. Thinking about this, it gives a time for reflection, thinking back to all the men and women and the teams and drivers that have contributed to those 500 wins. You know, we had the good fortune to be able to speak to Mr. Hendrick yesterday, and he spoke of looking up there into turn one, and he said, you know, 1976, you know, I came here with Linda, Mrs. Hendrick, and they snuck in and sat in the grandstands and watched the race. And to think that, you know, we would be here at Darlington for this weekend, such a historic track, and have an opportunity to get 500 engine wins, and think about how, for him, how much contribution he had, as Jeff said, with his vision and commitment to us, it's just really fitting to be able to be here. We really wanted to be able to, of course, first off, we want to technically have a strong race, and then we want to be able to certainly have our teams be in a position for good points and an opportunity to win. So really, you know, above and beyond that, you know, we feel very fortunate that we were able to get 500 here this weekend at such a historic track.
Good deal. We're going to open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. Do we have any questions? We're going to go here at the front with John.
All your questions should go to Scotty.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
John Newby, NBC Sports. So, Jeff, Kyle said during his post-race pit road interview that, you know, he's hard on himself, but having Cliff is good for his mind because it kind of just gets him back in the game. Can you provide a little bit more details about that relationship and how Cliff keeps him, you know, focused and calm when other people are making such major mistakes?
Yeah, well, certainly a tremendous amount of respect there between, you know, Cliff and Kyle, and I know that they've been working really hard. All of Hendrick Motorsports has been working really hard. It's you know, no secret we've not been where we wanted to have been here through the summer months, and a lot of work's been going on. And you know, when you look at that team, I think, you know, in their history and, you know, some of the key moments, if you look back at, you know, Charlotte a couple years ago and what they went through, you know, to come back and win the 600, those two guys believe in each other. And when it gets time, this time of year, and it's all on the line and it's time to go, you know, there's a bond and a belief in each other there that I think is very special in this sport. So I know there was a lot of conversations this week between the two of them, you know, about getting to a point and finishing races off and believing in each other. And, you know, I think you saw that today. There were certainly opportunities there during the race, you know, when teams and cars kind of came and went. Pretty typical Darlington, and you know, it's such just an epic race here, 500 miles, and things come and go and get thrown at you. And obviously Cliff's just a great leader on top of the pit box and keeps Kyle and his team engaged.
Do we have any additional questions? Go to Dustin, then to Lee.